Addressing a country as the name we like. Mornings people wake nomadic to find themselves later resident in the red glance of sunfall. Perhaps you name this state home for the least errant of routes. Trails etched just as far as needed, landmarks more reliable than place names placed here and gone. The red brick silo lingers, a reed pipe for an underwater town. Carved in the people trees, in the poplars, bark maps to whom? One generation longer, you'll approach by dusk herd and soyfield, and after, by subdivision, almost sightless. We speak a forgotten language of place, using words as if there is no distance. Towns, woodlands, abbeys, slope retreats pattern out like dynamos whirring fainter, fading in color, closing at the edges the less we tell. What you were advised about places you have not traveled flits through your mind like settlers' roads, abandoned. If you followed, what tragedy at the end could you avert? If at the end the spectacle were a barnhouse green-roofed, horses unpaddocked? In this half-light, the idea of an end troubles me. Tell how you knew destination itself, where you found yourself enclosed within the location in question.